the whole of the way. W-E-Y, by the way, is how you spell the way, navigation. And up in front of me, even more canal boats. And coming towards me, two women who don't look like they've walked too far, but it looks like they're strolling nice and slowly. Good morning. I have the Irish habit of, what was that? Of greeting at people as I pass them. Oh, I can see two little deer. Two little deer. Now, there's a name for small deer. They're eating and they're both in the big field that's on the left. This I find exciting. I'm going to take a photograph. In fact, I'm going to do a video if I can get there quickly enough. I didn't mean to cut off the sound. I meant to leave the sound on. But when I turned on video, I should have known this, it cut off the sound. So on the left-hand side of the walk, in a wet field, it would be a water plane, really, definitely a water plane. Big, lovely meadow. Oh, there's a blackbird. A little blackbird. But I was kind of wondering if there's any chance there would have been a corncrake in there. And I saw a blackbird flying off, but a bird with black colouring flying off, but I didn't notice what it is. Now, on my right-hand side are about eight houseboats, moored boats, slow moored boats. Well, you know the speed at which canal boats go. Mr. Baggins is the first one there and back on the way navigation. I'm guessing that there's a business here and we're taking people up and back on the way. Another one that has no name. Somebody probably lives there. And then Three Kamiki, the Stoodley family. Chattishallock. Maybe these are, could well be, boats that you could hire in the summer. Little floating boat, I mean. And then there are two working, what would I call them? I'd call them working things. One is called the Harry Stevens, owned by the National Trust. And I will take a photo of that, and it won't be a video. I'm attracted by anything to do with the National Trust because I used to work for them. And, you know, if it had ever been my choice, I would still be working for them. But my job was made redundant back a long time ago, and there's a whole story after that. But I would love to have spent the time. Would have meant I'd have had to stay in the UK. And I would have liked that too, because I was very happy in the UK. So anything to do with the National Trust appeals to me. Oh yes, I'm now coming to a bridge and a lock. Coming to a lock, and the boat beside the lock is called the Noah. I like that. I must say I love the name Noah for a boat, of course, for obvious reasons. And here I have a sign put up by the National Trust saying lock area safety. Within 50 metres of a lock, please follow these rules. No mooring unless waiting to enter the lock. Cyclists have to dismount. Dogs have to be on leads. Children have to be supervised. There's no fishing and there's no swimming. It also says visiting anglers are welcome. The stretch from Godalming Wharf to Guildford Rowing Club is let to Godalming Angling Society. Day tickets are available from local tackle shops and the club bailiff. And for details, it gives a phone number. I'm going to walk up to this lock, pause, and I'm going to pause the audio and check how much of your time and attention that I have taken, and have a look at what's going on. The water on one side drops then about... I would say the water drops about 9 feet into the lock, and it's filling up. Well, it's filling up slowly, so slowly that I think that's just natural fill. I don't think that's somebody filling it in order to come through the lock. Oh, two women, two runners, one in black, one in black short trousers and a kind of a very pale sky blue top. Off they go. Hello, good morning. And it says here on the sign, I'm at a place called Chattisall Lock. Chattisall Lock was built in 1764. And it's the last lock on the Godalming navigation. All right, so this is the end of it down here. Would have been a busy spot throughout the 18th and 19th century. Barges transported large quantities of government stores and ammunition to Godalming, from where it was taken on to the naval arsenal at Portsmouth. Wonder how they got it from here to down to Portsmouth, probably with horses on the back of a truck. The American War of Independence in 1780 and the Napoleonic Wars between 1793 and 1815 almost doubled the trade on the waterway. Not only did the demand for musicians and munitions and supplies to the southern ports increase, but also coastal traders, cautious of moving their wares by sea, began to take greater advantage of the inland waterway network. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. After all, you take on the sea, you take on a lot of risks. The 1830s were the heyday of the waterways, when tonnage carried and the income from tolls were at their highest. Competition from the railways began to take trade away from the waterways from the 1840s on. Right, and there was a paper industry on the way. In the 17th century, rags were carried up the way navigation by barge to paper mills for pulping, and the finished paper was transported to London. At this time, Surrey was the leading centre in England. Surrey's a county in the south of England around London. It was the leading centre in England for the manufacture of brown paper for packaging. And by the end of the century, it was also, I suppose it means producing large quantities of high-grade paper. In the later 19th century, oh, this is something I never knew, esparto grass from South America was transported by barge from the London docks to the mill, the Chattisall Mill in Godalming, for conversion to paper. Imagine that, grass from South America brought over here for conversion into, but apparently the process proved to be extremely toxic. And was later, I wonder how they found that out. Oh my goodness, I bet you there's a story there. It was later abandoned. Chattisall Mill thrived as a paper mill, and by 1880 it was employing, guess how many? By 1880 it was employing over 400 people. Paper production continued at the mill until 1928. Thank you, the National Trust. That is a super little explanation. Okay, I've got 9% left, and I think I'm going to pause, and it's 16 minutes. No, I'm going to say goodbye to you all. Okay, good morning. Bye to you all. Right, the two dogs here, and the lady has come up with her dog while I've been standing here. I think I'm going to go back, yeah. Okay, cheerio for now, and thank you very much for listening.